It's 6:04. I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. 500 students have arrived at Norwich University in Northfield, and so far three have tested positive for COVID-19. Daphne Larkin is Director of Media Relations and Community Affairs at Norwich, and she says by design, all the students who arrived last week came from areas with high rates of COVID-19 or they used commercial transportation.
And so this week is basically kind of a all-campus quarantine, so only the most essential employees to the functioning of the campus are there.
As soon as the cases were identified, the three students were isolated and their roommates were quarantined. All Norwich students will be tested again this week, and the university plans to conduct 700 tests per week throughout the semester. Around 1,300 more students will arrive at the Northfield campus at the end of the month before classes start on August 31st. Several Vermont House candidates endorsed by the Progressive Party picked up wins in last night's Democratic primary. Josh Ronsky, executive director of the Vermont Progressive Party, says one big win came in a Burlington district where the incumbent Democrat Gene O'Sullivan was beat by Progressive challenger Emma Mulvaney-Stanek.
Anytime you knock someone off in the Democratic primary, that's a big deal. Knock off an incumbent, that's a big deal and doesn't happen very frequently.
Ronsky says the four progressive incumbents in the House won their primaries last night, and unofficial results indicate five new progressive candidates won races. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, or clear rather, with a few high clouds, cooler and less humid with lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Areas of morning valley fog giving way to mostly sunny skies tomorrow. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.